Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leah Lowenstein, Charles Solomon, and Wade Major. We begin with Clint Eastwood's The 1517 to Paris, starring the three Americans who were actually the thwarters of the terrorist plot aboard a train headed to Paris. Wade?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's still in hero mode, following up on Sully, an American Sniper. This is the gimmick here is they cast the three guys as themselves, and their acting is uneven. They're not sort of all on the same skill level, but he gets the best performances out of them that I think he can. And what the film lacks in artistry, it makes up for in sincerity. So I give it, you know, my positive marks.
It's also a harrowing and inspiring story of true life heroism. And I agree, it's a bit uneven in terms of the acting, but once you see that event reenacted, it's very powerful and shows how all their training led to this moment and their lifelong friendship. It's pretty good and interesting in terms of Eastwood's interest in people who have a lot of training and discipline and how that pays off and how they make decisions in the clutch.
The 1517 to Paris, rated PG-13 in wide release. It's written by Dorothy Bliskell. Peter Rabbit, the animated feature, directed by Will Gluck, who co-wrote the screenplay. Charles.
Takes Beatrix Potter's beloved, gentle, charming children's stories and turns them into a vulgar slapstick comedy.
I thought it wasn't that bad. I didn't love the human interaction, but I thought the bunnies and all the other animals were really pretty cute.
I didn't care for it at all. I felt it kind of betrayed all of the essence of Beatrix Potter's books in trying to be something modern while exploiting a very classic brand.
It's funny.
Peter Rabbit is rated PG. It's in wide release. The Female Brain stars Whitney Cummings, who also makes her feature directorial debut and co-wrote the screenplay with Neil Brennan. And Wade?
I love this film. I was never a fan of Whitney Cummings as a stand-up or as a sitcom actress, but I am her biggest champion as a filmmaker. I think this is her calling. She takes a nonfiction book about the chemistry of women's brain and brains and turns it into this amazing romantic comedy about these many couples, and she gives so many great actors a new chance to really go deep. I think it's a great film.
Including Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin's fantastic.
Yeah, former Clipper, now Detroit Piston.
That's right. Cummings has great instincts. And she's able to elicit these terrific performances from her cast and have some pretty straight-on, accurate observations as well about
men love and women.
And men and women, yep.
Also want to mention that the Oscar-nominated short films and animated shorts you can see at the New Art Theater in West L.A. through February 22nd, and the Oscar-nominated documentary shorts, those are available for Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A., and you can also see them this weekend, Lemley's Playhouse Pasadena, Lemley's Claremont. For our Film Week critics, have a great weekend.